Quantum Time, Across Multiverses and Particle Realities by Eknal Ver. Introduction to Time and Quantum Physics. Understanding time in classical physics. Time has always been one of the great mysteries of science. For most of human history, time was seen as a simple, steady flow. It was like a river moving in one direction, from the past through the present into the future. Classical physics, which is based on the work of scientists like Isaac Newton, treated time as something fixed and constant. Newton believed that time existed independently of everything else. It was like a stage where all the events of the universe played out. If you measured time with a clock, you would get the same answer, no matter where you were in the universe. Time was thought to be universal and absolute. If you dropped a ball from a building, you could measure how long it took to hit the ground. That measurement of time would match the measurement taken by someone else standing nearby. Classical physics said that time passed at the same rate for everyone, no matter what was happening. This idea of time being fixed and unchanging worked well for everyday life. It explained how planets move around the sun and why objects fall to the ground. But as science advanced, cracks started to appear in this simple idea of time. Scientists began to discover that time was not as straightforward as Newton thought. How Einstein changed our understanding of time. In the early 20th century, Albert Einstein introduced a new way of thinking about time. His theory of relativity showed that time was not independent of space. Instead, time and space were connected in what he called space-time. According to Einstein, time does not flow at a constant rate for everyone. The way time passes depends on how fast you are moving and how close you are to a strong gravitational field. This is called time dilation. For example, if two people are in different situations, one standing still on Earth and the other traveling through space at high speed, time would pass differently for them. The person traveling through space would experience time more slowly than the person on Earth. Gravity also affects time. If one person stands on the surface of the Earth and another person is on top of a mountain, time will move slower for the person standing at sea level because the pull of gravity is stronger there. This has been tested and proven using precise atomic clocks. Einstein's theory was shocking because it meant that time was not absolute. It was flexible and could change depending on speed and gravity. This was a huge shift from the simple, constant time described by Newton. The rise of quantum physics. While Einstein's work explained time on a large scale, scientists began discovering strange things at a much smaller scale. The world of atoms and particles. This led to the birth of quantum physics, which describes how matter and energy behave at the smallest levels. In the quantum world, particles do not follow the normal rules of classical physics. They behave unpredictably and can exist in multiple states at once. A particle can be a wave and a particle at the same time. It can appear in two places at once, and it can even affect another particle instantly, even if they are separated by vast distances. This strange behavior created a problem for scientists trying to understand time. In the quantum world, time does not behave the way it does in classical physics or even in Einstein's relativity. Time at the quantum level seems to be disconnected from the steady flow of time we experience in everyday life. Particles at the quantum level don't seem to experience time in the way larger objects do. A particle can jump from one state to another instantly. It can be entangled with another particle, and changes to one particle will instantly affect the other, even if they are separated by light years. This suggests that time at the smallest level may not even exist in the way we think it does. The problem of measuring time in quantum physics. One of the biggest challenges in quantum physics is measuring time. In classical physics, time is measured by the motion of objects, like the hands of a clock or the orbit of the Earth around the Sun. But in the quantum world, things are much more complicated. Particles at the quantum level can exist in a state of superposition, where they are in multiple places at once. They don't follow a single path through time. When scientists try to measure these particles, the act of measuring itself changes the result. This means that time at the quantum level is not stable or fixed. It depends on how and when you measure it. This challenges the whole idea that time is a steady and reliable property of the universe. In quantum physics, there is also something called the quantum uncertainty principle. This means that the more precisely you try to measure the position of a particle, the less you can know about its momentum, and vice versa. This uncertainty makes it even harder to define exactly when and how events happen at the quantum level. Why time might be a local phenomenon? Because of these strange behaviors at the quantum level, some scientists believe that time may not be a universal property. Instead, time might be something that emerges from the behavior of particles in specific groups or systems. If time emerges from particle behavior, that would mean time could be different in different places in the universe. It could even be different in different multiverses, if they exist. In the quantum world, entangled particles can communicate instantly across vast distances. This suggests that time is not a fixed background, but something that forms based on the state of the particles themselves. Imagine two particles entangled across two different multiverses. If you change one particle, the other reacts instantly. This means that time is not acting the same way in both multiverses. It's possible that each particle grouping creates its own version of time, depending on how they interact with each other and with the surrounding environment. This could mean that time is not a single, fixed property of the universe. It could be a local effect, something that happens only in certain particle systems and not others. Time and the collapse of the wave function. Another challenge in quantum physics is the problem of the wave function collapse. A particle exists in multiple states until it is observed or measured. When it is measured, the wave function collapses and the particle chooses a single state. Some scientists believe that time itself might emerge from this process. Before the wave function collapses, the particle exists in a timeless state where time does not flow. When the wave function collapses, time begins to flow. This idea suggests that time is not a built-in feature of the universe. Instead, it is created by the act of measurement and observation at the quantum level. Time could be nothing more than the result of how particles behave when they are being observed. The mystery of quantum time. Quantum physics has shown that time is not as straightforward as classical physics once suggested. Time is not a steady river flowing through the universe. Instead, it may be more like a product of how particles behave in specific situations. If time depends on the state of particles, then time could be different in different parts of the universe. It could be different in other multiverses. Time could speed up, slow down, or even stop altogether, depending on the state of the particles involved. This idea challenges the way we think about reality. If time is a local effect rather than a universal property, then our whole understanding of past, present, and future could be wrong. Time might not be a basic feature of the universe. It might just be a side effect of the quantum world. Quantum physics has forced scientists to question the nature of time itself. If time is not fixed, then everything we know about reality may need to be rethought. The nature of time could be one of the biggest and most complex mysteries in the universe. Order Quantum Time on Amazon and visit quantumpotential.com for other books like this.